Welcome, everyone, to part four of the RodReviews.com Avian Award nomination podcast series for 2016. There are three previous of these. You can go back, click the link down at the bottom to read about and listen to the other three. In those, we kind of go over a little overview, so I'm going to try and get a little more to it quickly. Please visit RodReviews.com for all your news and adult review needs. While you're there, don't forget, pay for your porn. The industry definitely needs you. If you like what they do, you need to support it as best you can by joining a website, buying a DVD, doing some VOD, whatever it takes. Take a look at hotmovies.com, dvderotic.com, gamelink.com, Adult DVD Empire, Sugar DVD, all those great places. Quick reminder, yes, you may sponsor this podcast. Drop me a line at Raj@RodReviews.com. to find out about that. Also, we are looking to fill a special gallery. So, you know, if you're an adult performer, you have a website, you're a cam girl, you just want to be talked about during these podcasts, I know the people who listen to and read my site do not mind looking at your picture while we're talking about this. So we will shamelessly promote you. Also, if you're in the running for the AVN fan voting, we'll probably do a separate podcast just for that. There's nothing wrong with us absolutely shilling for you if you care enough to send us pictures in that. So if you're a performer, director, producer, hey, shoot some fan signs, shoot some eye candy, send it over, we will put it up. Feedback is absolutely important in this. I want to know from you what you think, what you want covered. If you have questions, you have comments, you have critiques, am I talking too fast, I'm talking too slow, it's a boring list of nothing, what do you want to hear, why don't you talk about this, well, you know what, you want me to talk about something, send me some feedback. Feedback at the bottom of the page on RodReviews.com. Drop me a line, Raj@RodReviews.com. You can also get me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe, over on Twitter. I will respond, and we'll talk about them. So we're going to jump right into part four. If you'd like to follow along, avianawards.avian.com up at the top nominees. Just go down. We are going in order of that. I also have my ballot out for further explanation. Just keep in mind, as we go down, if you think, why are you going over all these things? Well, remember, it's a sliding scale. 22 voters, difference between a first and a 10th place vote is a lot of points when you're only talking about 22 voters. So it does take a while, and... yeah, let's get to it. Best Art Direction is where we left off. Anchorwoman, a XXX parody from Digital Playground. Just got that, haven't seen it yet. Avengers 2, an Axel Braun parody. Barbarella, an Axel Braun parody. Batman vs. Superman, an Axel Braun parody. It's starting to develop a pattern here. Bob's Boners from Woodrocket, just got that. The Doctor from Brazzers. Nardians of the Galaxy and other porn parodies from Woodrocket. Kill Bill, Digital Playground, League of Frankenstein, Digital Playground, Ms. Gray, Severe Society, Night at the Erotic Museum from Smash Pictures, Peter Pan, XXX, an Axel Braun parody, Saving Humanity, ATK, Kick-Ass, Seduction Diaries of a Femme, Adam and Eve, and Wanted from Wicked and Adam and Eve. I really liked Wanted, Stormy Daniels movie. I'm not sure it's got a chance in this category. It looked really good, though. It had definitely an authentic look to it. Ms. Gray from Severe Sex, my friends at Severe Society, did a great job. Their movie looks really good. It's really tough for them with what they had to spend to compete with what Axel did with Peter Pan, or what Axel did in Batman vs. Superman, which is one of my favorite adult movies of the year. Or Barbarella, which was a good movie, but it looked great. So those are going to be tough to beat. Now, I haven't seen the Digital Playground one, so I need to look at those first. But right now, I really am pulling for Wanted. But honestly, I think one of the Axel Braun movies probably wins, and probably should at this point. Best BDSM movie. Now, in addition to being a critic and a reviewer, I am also a publicist. One of my primary... clients, Goddess Soma Snake Oil, is huge in the BDSM and specifically femdom community. So I spent a lot of time in the last year and a half really learning a lot about it, and it found it very interesting. So it's not something I review a lot because sexually it's still not something that always connects with me. But as a lifestyle and as a visual medium, I'm really sort of kind of going there a little bit, and I really am enjoying what I'm seeing, because I think that, and part of this is 50 Shades of Grey making BDSM sort of the thing, but I think we're seeing better production values there and more interesting projects, which is nice. Again, like the last one, I think there's a big difference in production value and budgets here. The Bondage Channel 2015 from David Mack. I have not seen that. I'm waiting on that. Bondage Suspensions from Julie Simone. She always sends her stuff in a little later. Julie does good stuff. Femdom Dream Date from Severe Society. I like that one a lot. Flesh from Digital Playground. We'll have to see how that one comes out. Happy Ending Massage Parlor. I will check that one out as well. Hogtied 8 from Kink. Hogtied stuff looks really good. They shoot bondage really, really well. Jessica Drake's Guide to Wicked Sex, BDSM for Beginners. Totally different vibe. I'm not even sure I like this movie in this category, because I'm not sure that it's fair to compare the educational value of this to Hogtied 8. Master Bedroom from Adam and Eve. Ms. Grey from Severe Society. I mentioned I really like that. It's a feature slash parody slash lesbian twist on 50 Shades. Pussy Whipped 3 from Aiden Starr. Restraint 2 from New Sensations. New Sensations has done a lot of BDSM, especially bondage themed movies, with their very high production values and big stars. Shades of Kink 4 from Sweet Sinner. Shades of Scarlet, A Higher Power from Zero Tolerance. Submission of Emma Marks, Boundaries. And Whipped Ass 8, again, like Hogtied, Whipped Ass. Kink still does this about as well as anybody possibly can. Now, Submission of Emma Marks is another movie feature. Well-acted, good sex, with a BDSM theme. Is it fair to put it up against, you know, Pussy Whipped 3? I'm not sure. It's an interesting category. You gotta see some more of these. And again, you take something like Femdom Dream Date or Submission of Emma Marks or Ms. Grey, that's a movie, that's a feature. Hogtied and Pussy or Whipped Ass are non-feature, all sex, pure bondage slash sex. Which do you like better? I think I tend to like the features a little more because I'm not as into the scene as some people, but I think some hardcore fans are going to say, no, this story stuff just gets in the way. So, interesting category there. Next up is probably one of the bigger categories, I think, of the year, Best Boy-Girl Sex Scene. Now, with all the different varieties of porn, you're basically looking at one guy, one girl. Here you go. Axel Braun's Inked, Cleo Valentine, Seth Gamble. You're going to hear me mention Cleo Valentine a lot. I really like her energy. She's heavily inked girl. Really dig her. Super hot. Batman vs. Superman, the Carter Cruz, Derek Pierce scene. I like Axel's comic book movies. The sex scenes don't usually stand out. This one was good, for sure. Black and White 4 from Blacked, Abigail Mack and Flash Brown. Very hot scene. Super hot. Brawbuster 6, Peta Johnson and Bill Bailey from Jules Jordan. Father Figure, Digital Sin, Marley Brinks and Stephen St. Croix. I know I saw it. I cannot remember it off the top of my head, so I'll have to go back. It didn't stand out. Flesh from Digital Playground, Eva Lovia and Kieran Lee. In Love with Little Caprice from X-Art. I have not seen that one yet. Make 'em Sweat 2, Kelly Madison. Aria Alexander, Ryan Madison. Honestly, the Kelly Madison stuff needs more Kelly Madison back in it. I really miss her. I like what Ryan's doing, but, you know, kind of miss that a little bit. Marriage 2.0, India Summers, Mickey Maude. Oil Overload 12, August Ames, Manuel Farrar. Restraint, Sarah Love, Xander Corvus. Rough Enough, Rachel Midori, Ryan Madison. Sin's Life Part 2, Kiss of Sins, Johnny Sins. Stockholm Syndrome, James Dean. Remy LaCroix and James Dean, Scene 4. And True Erotica, Danny Daniels and Ramon Nomar. Now, as I said, this is a big category, so I'm going to go back and I'm going to rewatch every one of these scenes before I actually vote. Now, again, having not seen them all, the Cleo scene stands out to me with Seth. The Abigail Mack and the Flash Brown scene really stands out for me. India Summer and Mickey Maude I also liked a lot in a movie that was very romantic and a little softer than I like. August Ames and Oil Overload 12 was good. So having seen those are my favorites at this point. It's going to have to be something pretty good to overtake Abigail and Flash Brown, though. Now, this category does bring up an issue that is out there, and that is where to place James Dean on a list when it's actually James on the ballot. And certainly here he is from Stockholm Syndrome. Now, those of you who are not following the adult industry, right now James has come under fire. Allegations of sexual misconduct on and off set. The industry has sort of kicked into high gear. Evil Angel, Kink, Doc Johnson all cutting ties with James. At this point, it's just allegations. There are no charges, even as far as I know, no charges pending. It's largely word of mouth, and he's denied it. So it is he said, she said. But it does create a problem for voters, because if one sides with the, and I hate to say this, because there's no good side here, okay? Something bad happened. I'm speaking strictly from a industry reaction standpoint. If one sides with the idea that Evil Angel and Kink are right to cut all ties, does that mean we vote him last? Do we vote for him as if this didn't exist? I don't know. And it's not something that I really want to go into too much, because quite frankly, it's not a discussion I want to have. If you have questions about it, or you guys want to ask me specific questions, I'll talk a little. But at this point, I've stated I know and respect James Dean. I know, respect, and trust Stoya from our relationship over the years. That said, I don't know. All that I know is that I don't know. But I know that something bad has happened. And the industry is reacting to it. So maybe we'll bring it up. If you guys want to talk about it, we will. Otherwise, in this particular case, that scene was good. It wouldn't be in my top five. If we're treating this as if it wasn't out there, and we're just looking at the scene itself, it still, I don't think, would be in my top five. It's a good scene, but, you know, so I don't think it really affects the ballot that much. Moving on, best cinematography. Barbarella, Being Riley, Tushy. The Greg Lansky stuff looks beautiful, by the way. Fantastic stuff. Brothers and Sisters from Sweet Sinner, Bullet to the Top, Digital Playground. The Business of Women, Girls' Way. That's one that's here on my desk to watch. The cover looks beautiful on this thing. Carter Cruz, Wide Open, Manuel Ferrara, Love, Lust, and Longing, Wicked Pictures, Momentum from Light Southern, I have that somewhere in the box, Peter Pan, which looked awesome, Smoke from James Dean, Stockholm Syndrome, James Dean, The Submission of Emma Marx, Boundaries, another movie that looked beautiful, True Erotica from AE Films, Waltz With Me, Sex Art, and Wanted, Wicked Pictures. Wanted was shot really well. Again, big Western, shot really nicely. Take a look at some of these. You see someone who's been a friend of mine for a long time, Alex Ladd. Alex shot for years for Sin City. I wrote some scripts for him. Then he was partners at DVSX for a long time. Alex directed a lot of movies that I really loved. Now he's a cinematographer. He and Axel credited for Barbarella. I see his name also for Carter Cruz, Wide Open. Alex is there for Love, Lust, and Longing, along with Scott Allen, Alex Ladd. So I see him three times on here. That's pretty impressive. And then, again, Peter Pan. No, I'm sorry, Peter Pan is Axel Braun. So Alex is on there three times. That tells you a lot, I think. If your name pops up that many times, other than Axel, I don't see anybody else on here more than once. Matt Holder. Brothers and Sisters, and The Business of Women. So, that's impressive. Greg Lansky's stuff, honestly, you could probably put three or four of his movies on this, in addition to Being Riley. Because his stuff is absolutely stunning to look at. And it's very hot sexually as well. So, best cinematography here. That's a tough one. Overall, it's just a really strong category, and I think it kind of depends on what we're looking at. Are we looking at something cinematic, like Peter Pan, like Wanted, something a little more subtle and moody like Submission of Emma Marks, or Being Riley, or something really kind of cool and funky like Barbarella? Good choices there. Now here's another category that I really like, Best Comedy. It's tough to do really good adult comedies. For a while, most of the really good ones were parodies. Now the parodies aren't necessarily as good as some of these others. But most of these I haven't seen. This is what I'm going to have to really look at. Almost Relatives from New Sensations. I did see that one. I guess it was kind of funny. The Creepy Landlord, Zero Tolerance. Demon Lust from Spizo. Dirty Deeds, Wicked. Fuck the Police from Steel Wings. In the Flesh, Scowl for Girlfriends. Killer Cleavage from Outer Space, Burning Angel. Love, Sex, and TV News, Adam and Eve. I have seen that one. Very good, very funny. Some very good performances. Pretty Dangerous, Wicked. Roomies, Wicked. Sex Lives and Blow Up Dolls, Zero Tolerance. Sexaholics, Wicked. Sisterhood, Digital Playground. Slumber Party Sluts, Burning Angel. And Stryker, Digital Playground. Lots and lots of Wicked. You're going to notice that in most of the feature categories, Wicked right now is just kind of dominating. And the only company that's really dedicated to doing that quite often during the course of a year. So pretty good chance one of those will win, although I gotta say I really was impressed with Love, Sex, and TV News. I'll have to see a few more, but I think that's got a pretty good shot, actually. Continuing down, Best Continuing Series. This is another one that I think is kind of a prestigious award. I mean, you make several volumes of a movie, you want it to be a popular ongoing thing. Ass Parade from Bang Productions, Barely Legal from Hustler, Beautiful New Faces, Scowl for Girlfriends, Boffing the Babysitter from Devil's Films, Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers, Jules Jordan, MILF Hunter, Reality Kings, Perky, Kelly Madison, Pervs on Patrol, Mofos, Fat Ass White Girls, Morally Corrupt, POV Punks, Burning Angel, Pure from Arrows, Rocco's Perfect Slaves, Teens in Tight Jeans from Third Degree, Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled, Pure Passion, and Too Big for Teens, Reality Junkies. Some good ones here. I mean, Barely Legal's been around for a long, long time. Boffing the Babysitter is a fun little series. Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers is a really good one from Jules. POV Punks is a lot of fun. It's just your basic POV with the Burning Angel slant. Threesome Fantasies Fulfilled is a good one as well. So kind of take your pick. I don't know that these are the ones that I would have picked. I'm not sure that Ass Parade, for example, is the Bang Productions ongoing series that I would have picked. I'm not sure that Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers is even the one from Jules. I mean, Ass Worship is a tremendous series. So is POV Pervert. That one I really like. So there's some here that maybe I would have changed, but good series overall. Let's see, can we go, we got a couple, Best Director, three, four, there's four best, five Best Director awards. So how about if we don't? We will come back and get Best Director in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, I am Roger Pipe of Rog Reviews, and this has been part four of our 2016 AVN Awards podcast series. Thanks for tuning in. Please leave your feedback, Rog at RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter, or just down in the feedback section below. While you're checking out the website, reading reviews, checking out the news and stuff, don't forget to click over places like Adult DVD Empire, HotMovies.com, DVD Erotic, SugarDVD, GameLink.com, and pay for your porn. Also, please remember, we need some eye candy. Come on, man. Somebody snap some shots. Get it over. We can get a nice little gallery going. So next time we start with Best Director categories. Until then, thanks for listening. Episode.